makes it feel so real. Blessings way down our soul, God. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We appreciate you and love you, God, like never before. Seems like the love of God just grows in our heart, grows in our life. Lord, the more the word, the better, God. The more the spirit, the better, Lord. God, continue to bless all your people that's here this morning, God. Every heart and every soul in the building, God, bless you this morning. God, bless those that's coming. It's on the way, God. I believe there's some more to be here before the service is over. Bless them, God, and help them. Bless all the requests, God. They said, remember Beverly this morning, God. Bless you and help her this morning. Karen, God, Sister Peggy. God, they seek, Lord, help them and bless them this morning, God. God, we praise you, Lord, for that testimony. Amen. Sister Don, praying, God bless them, Lord. Continue to bless them and help them this morning, God. Some said they had special requests. Some said, remember me. God bless us all together this morning, Lord. There's needs that we don't even know about this morning, God. But we know that you know about them this morning. God bless every need that's in the house, every need that's in the heart, the soul. God bless them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless our children, God, our parents. Bless our families, God. Help us, Lord. Continue to bless them. Continue to help us, God. We will praise you for it, Lord. God bless this service, God. A special touch from this moment on, God bless you, Lord. Bless all the mothers, God, and have a good Mother's Day today. God, we'll bring it all together and say praise the Lord for it. Thank you, man, for it. In the name of Jesus, this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Out there if you can find one. I don't know how the service is going to go, but let's go with the service. Yeah. All right. Praise the Lord. Page 315. 315 in the church hymn.
Thank you.
Chunk out of your heart seem like when your mama dies, but you think on to him, you know you're going to hear that tender voice again, Sister B. Praise the Lord. I tell it, I've told it over how many times, my mother kept her place better than anybody I know, as good as anybody I know. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, you got a mother you can brag on. I told him, I heard about how Sister Flossie loved to work field and garden and stuff, feed her children. She loved her children. Yeah. My mom had a testimony. She loved her children. Praise the Lord. I know you love yours too. Amen. Praise the Lord. God got love for his children too this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. That peace of that home, of peace and love, that eternal home. Praise the Lord. I'm going one of these days. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Robert Lee used to talk about his mama all the time. He loved his mama. And she had been gone a long time. I mean, a long time. She died, I think, back in the early 70s or something like that. But that don't change your love for him. Amen. Well, I tell you, when he left from here, he went right on to see her, too. Praise the Lord. Brother Robert Lee had a testimony that God was coming to get him, and he came and got him too. Amen. He stood right over there and said, "The Lord is coming to get him." And about 6 weeks later, he was gone. Praise the Lord. Amen. What page you got? Page 93.
Precious spirit, just how they linger.
on the Sunday. I tell you what, but folks, there's some precious members in my mind this morning.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Indeed, it talks about a loving father and a loving mother. Praise the Lord. I tell you, them precious moments, them precious memories, sometimes it seems like they flood your soul. Amen. And it just have to overflow somewhere or another. Praise the Lord. They come out your eyes. The words that come out your mouth for something. Praise the Lord. Praise the good Lord. It's so good to see Adam come in this morning. Him and Braxton and Brady. And Brady. He got two good looking boys back there. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Tommy to come at this time while he gets another song. And he's going to take up the tithes and offers. If you got something you want to give, be sure to good Lord bless you for it. Thank you. morning in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There ain't nothing wrong with praising God. He said, enter his courts with thanksgiving. And enter into his gates with praise. Amen. If God's done anything for you, you've got room to praise him.
Yes.
Amen. Boy, he sure has been good to me. I can tell you that this morning. I sure don't mind praising the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I'm here in the house of the Lord this morning. God can set you free from sin. Amen.
Yes, he can.
All kind of immoralities. It don't make no difference what it is. Amen. He can deliver you this morning and set you free. Amen. You want to break the bonds of sin this morning? All the thing you got to do is call on Jesus. Amen. Call on him out of a pure heart, repentant spirit, and he'll do the work. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Don't it feel good to be free this morning?
Yeah.
To worship the Lord. I done told some this morning, it's a blessing serving God.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to be a blessing to serve God. Amen. Amen. To the people of God. Amen. You want to be a blessing to people.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Be a blessing to them, and God will give you blessings back in return.
That's right.
Amen. Let the blessings flow.
Praise
amen.
God.
Let the good, if you got too many blessings, let them overflow on me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you ain't got nobody else to bless, I got plenty of room for blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the good Lord. Amen. God ain't done nothing but bless me anyhow. I'm used to it. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his blessings this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. It feels so good to serve God this morning. I don't know no other way I'd want to go.
Yeah.
Amen. Unless it is to that place with any friends and family that's waiting for me. Amen. The only thing I know to get any better would be to go to heaven to be with him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I got the best on this side of him. The only thing I got to do is go to heaven to get the rest. Amen. I got the best. Go there to get the rest.
Praise
the Lord. Good to see Cousin Wayne coming back there. Praise the Lord, he'll be looking for you. Got a few more we're looking for, but I don't know. You have to go on, praise the Lord. Amen. If they come in at the last hour, they might get a little blessing. But I want to be here the whole time, don't you? My heart's willing, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes the flesh ain't, but the heart is.
Yeah.
Amen. Better late than never.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Amen. Them that come in the last hour are going to get the same blessing that you get, though.
Well,
to be honest with you, if we're going to use that parable, we might as well go ahead and use it right.
Mm-hmm.
The one that started in the morning, they say they got the same pay the one that started late in the evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. As long as you get in. Amen. As long as you get in that gate. Amen. Praise the Lord. We was talking one day about heaven and Sister Amy. She kind of reminded us. Bob said the 12 gates to heaven. Amen. I just want the one that I can call the home gate.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I made it home. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I get through that gate, Sister Marcella, I know I made it. Praise the Lord. Amen. They ain't going to be no running past Peter, Paul, and James and none of the rest of them either now. You're going to be judged when you go through them gates. Be judged by your church. Amen. That's what John tells us. Apostle John.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right. Lord, just let me work for you. I'm getting kind of used to working for the Lord. Amen. Seems like it gets better all the time, so that's what I mean. I'm getting more and more used to it. Just at least you got another song. Yeah, sing it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I ain't bring the program, guys.
It's gone from my mother. It's gone on.
Bless the Lord.
One day I hope to see her again.
Yeah.
I was thinking about my mother this morning.
Bless the Lord.
Mama was different.
Yeah.
But she was a loving mother.
Oh, yeah.
Mother, here, here, here. He forgives us when we make mistakes, when we come short. He forgives us.
Yes,
He's such a loving God.
Yes, he did.
And He's been so good to me.
Amen.
And my family. And a mother is special. She's very special. And I just want to sing this song for my mom. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To our children to be given and loving, and that legacy is living on. It will live on and on. Just to make that go on. And I really thought a lot of her. We were good buddies. We had a lot of good times in P-Patch.
That's right.
And I'll never forget him. I was so young. But I really thought a lot of her. We were best friends, best buddies.
All right.
I'd like to stroll over heaven with her again.
Yeah.
Y'all help us if you know the song.
Yes.
And also, I'm going to meet my Aunt Fanny there. A lot of us know Aunt Fanny.
Right.
She was like a second mom to me. And she would always get me if I wouldn't come to church. She'd say, "Where are you at, Joan?" And she would get me, "Sister Fanny." Aunt Fanny cares. And I'm going to meet her again.
Yeah.
I can think of her mom up there.
Yeah.
Brother Darrell. You know, I had a dream the other night. Not to take too much time, but I had a dream the other night that I was looking into the heavens, and it seemed like Brother Darrell, there was a longing that I could not wait to see King Jesus. And I just was looking into heaven,
Yeah.
I'm coming back. I can't wait to
Lord,
see him.
Right.
Brother Darrell, it was just so real.
Visions.
It was so real
Lord.
In that dream. I just could not wait to see King Jesus.
Yeah.
And one day I'll meet him.
Amen.
One day I'll
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm going to scroll up to heaven one of these days myself. I was out there yesterday and cutting and trimming a little bit, you know, and stopped by Sister Fanny's little headstone there, and stopped by Sister Flossie. I even looked there at well, and I said, Lord, they're supposed to be getting you a headstone. Stopped by there at Robert Lee's. I tell you, you can't help but think about heaven when you go out there.
That's right.
Amen. They, some of them talk like they had head down about Sister Flossie going to heaven. I pray God told me she was happy right where she was at.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Don't have no doubt in God. You can have doubt in people. But you can't outdo God. Amen. God can put you on your back, flat on your back, so you have to look straight up toward heaven.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Whatever it takes, God, help me to make it. Let me make it. Praise the Lord. I lay flat on my back for 12 months and look toward the heavens. Amen. Whatever it takes, it'll be worth it, dear. Whatever it takes to get there, it will be worth it. Amen. To just get inside that home gate.
That's right.
Whichever one of them 12 gates it is. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We're still in the hole of this church, y'all. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everybody have breath. Let everything have breath.
Praise
ye the Lord. Now, y'all brothers, y'all stick around. Now, Sister Pam's got something for y'all after a while. But what we want to do is probably go ahead and take the birthdays and the penny march and stuff. We don't want to go without the penny march. We've got all these little children. We want to see the penny march go on. She was talking about Sister Flossie started that penny march, and it's still going on. These little children, they some of them look forward to it. I was kind of waiting on Leslie to walk there to come, and hoping she'd bring him and Everett and them. I love to see them youngers get in that penny march. But let's see who's got our birthdays and anniversary this week. Anybody have a birthday this week? What about an anniversary? Any anniversaries?
Thank you.
little children. That little drop of song, boy, they enjoy that. All of them said, maybe y'all pray for them. We got one she don't really like to do, a drop of pennies. She does better since Sammy started tucking her around. But you know, I've tucked some of these kids when they were little young, little babies up doing a drop of pennies. And I didn't do that with Mayla. I should have started her out before she could walk. And there's Adela. She's crawling now. I'm going to have to get her and start tucking her for the penny mark. Start them while they're young. And they'll learn.
That's right.
And it might be my fault because she don't like dropping pennies. I don't know. Boy, she clung hold of that a week till Amy started tugging her.
No, I don't want to drop them pennies.
But let's get them started young. We've got to start getting Adeline while she's just a little baby. She's starting to crawl. Amen. Such a sweet little youngness. Amen. We certainly appreciate it. All right. What we gonna do now? Anybody got any suggestions?
Is it my turn?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. But Sister Pam, you get ready. All right, we'll go that way then. We'll get ready for you. We'll do the mother's last, I reckon. We'll do the mother's last and let Sister Amy have the floor of her and the good Lord. Y'all pray for the Lord to bless and help.
I appreciate the Lord this morning. I certainly appreciate all our mothers. Wouldn't any of us be here if it wasn't for mothers. So, you know, when you think about things, if it wasn't for parents, you wouldn't be around. And that's why I don't understand sometimes people, the way they treat their parents, the way they talk to their parents. I'm like, honey, you could not be here. They'd be grateful for your parents. But, you know, our parents are our examples to us, but not our only examples. This morning, when Sister Lisa come to pray at the altar, little Naily come right behind her and kneel down at the altar. You know, it's something, she ain't got to just follow one or one specific person.
Right.
I tell you what, Sister Lisa, the Bible said, follow me as I follow Christ. It don't matter who she's following, as long as they follow in Christ. That touched me this morning. It was so sweet to see that, because you want your children and nieces and nephews and any of the children in your life, you want them to see something. If you start them off young, and they won't depart from it. But I appreciate the Lord this morning, and I don't know exactly how this message is going to go. Sometimes the Lord just kind of throws things at me, and I'm going to throw it at you like he throws it at me. The first place of scripture is in Genesis. I've got quite a few places to read. So y'all just stay with me and help me out. First place to read is Genesis chapter 37 and verse 18. And let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 4 places to read from. So, like I always say, if you can't move quite as fast as I'm moving, I have all my stuff bookmarked. I'm not hunting books. Sometimes, you know, you don't have things bookmarked like I do because I already know what message is going to be about. So sometimes it's harder to flip through pages and keep up as quickly as I'm going. If you get where you can't keep up, make sure you're listening. Some people get so focused on flipping in the Bible that they're not listening to what's being read. So Genesis, first place scripture is Genesis chapter 37, and starting with verse 18. And this is talking about Joseph and his brothers when Joseph was coming to check up on him. And this is what they were thinking. Genesis chapter 37, verse 18. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. Skipping down to verse 28. Then there passed the Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. Skipping down to 36. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and a captain of the guard. Now skipping over to chapter 39. In verse 13. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that, I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. Skipping down to verse 20. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. So far he's been sold twice. His brothers have wanted to kill him. And he's been accused of something he didn't do. And he's been thrown in prison. Y'all bear with me for just a moment. Sometimes the devil will try to take your scriptures from you. Alright, now over to chapter 41 and verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. The next place of scripture is Exodus chapter 14, and starting with verse 9. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Philaroth before Beelzephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Now skipping down to verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The next place of scripture is in Daniel. And I know that this is quite a bit of reading, but bear with me and continue on. Y'all know that I do my best to obey the Lord, because I know that Sister Amy would get up here and make a mess. And I always told him, when I first started preaching, I said, Lord, if you get up and tell me to read the whole book, I'll do it. And I might read half the book today, but I told him, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. And that's what I'm going to do this morning. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 16. Then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God whom thou servest continually will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. And the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continue able to deliver thee from the lions? And then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, king, have I done no hurt. The last place of scripture is in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And starting with verse 26. That's Daniel, 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 26. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down thither? And whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? Skip it now to verse 49. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of his sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Thank you for being patient while I read all that. Y'all pray for me and help me. In every situation, Sister Donna, it was about as bad as it could get.
Right.
There you go. You've got the first place we read. Look at the devil trying to take you from the best place and get good, y'all. The first place of scripture we was in Genesis, and we saw Joseph, poor Joseph. All he was come to do was what his father told him to. Said, go out into the field and check on your brothers and make sure they're doing everything just like they're supposed to.
Right.
So they see him coming from afar off, and they said, I'd like to kill him.
Uh-huh.
The first thing they done, Sister Lisa, when they saw him, I'd like to kill him. I hate to see him coming. I dread it. Everybody say anything like that about you before? Oh, I hate to see him. Christians coming.
Bless
I hate to see him coming. It don't matter what you, when you stand for something, Sister Dina, it don't matter how good you are or what you do. When you bring that conviction with you, they don't want to feel it. They don't want to see it. So there comes Joseph across that wilderness, his heart just full of love, wanting to do the right thing, coming to check on his brothers. And in their heart was hatred. Brother Wayne, they said, I tell you what, when he gets a little bit closer, we're going to kill him. So they conspired to kill him. They threw him down in a deep, dark pit. He's probably banged up, bruised up, Sister Abby. Threw him way down deep in that pit. And then they said, I tell you what, we'll just sell him. Treat him like an old yard dog. We'll just sell him. So then they sold him. Then he was sold again. And then he was accused of doing something that Daniel would have never done. Then he was thrown into prison, Sister Abby. Things get bad sometimes, don't they, Sister Dina? Things get real bad. Sometimes, Sister Dina, we don't know which way to go. If we're going to be able to go to the right or to the left. If things is going to work out or not. We just don't know what we're going to do, Sister Carrie. Sometimes we stand there and little old David, he said, what have I done now? I come down here and I hear this Philistine talking about my God and my people, and I'm rising up against him. And then his own brothers rose against David. But you know what happened in the end, Sister Lisa? They had victory. God was proven in the end, Sister Lisa.
That's right.
I'm fixing to get good. It's fixing to get good, Sister Lisa.
Bless the Lord.
Sister Lisa, do you know what proven means? Proven means demonstrated by evidence or argument to be true or existed, tried and tested and proven.
Right.
So, Sedina, I bet you that old Job, we've been talking about old Job, I bet you that old Job behind them scenes was like, Lord, what are we going to do now? How are we going to fix it now? How are we going to get it straightened out? The Lord said, make the crooked paths straight. But Lord, how are we going to do that? It's so crooked and messed up. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what to do next. I don't know how to straighten it out. But God is proven every time. He told old Daniel, he said, you just stay right there in that lion's den. I won't take it out of the lion's den, but I'll send an angel to shut the lion's mouth. God is proven, Sister Dana. He's been tested and tried time after time, and every time, swimming in that Red Sea, he was proven. He said, when I tell you that it all can't come but so far, it can't come but so far. Job said, he hung the moon and the stars. He told the ocean, you can only come this far, Sister Nina. He said, I tell you what, time after time, Sister Carrie, we let him down. We've been tested and we've been tried and we turn around and let God right there. But he don't never, Sister Nina, never, no, never let us down. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did
right.
I bet they was at that fiery furnace.
Yeah.
And they said, Lord, how are we going to make it?
Right.
So we might burn, but we won't bow.
Right.
We might burn, but we won't bow.
Right.
But we might have to go in this furnace, and we might not make it out. See, willing to go when you know that you don't know what the outcome's going to be, but willing to go. Sister Lisa, that song said, send me, Lord, wherever you send me, send me, Lord, I'll go. Sister Nina, I tell you what's going to happen here. Number one, the devil's trying to block me. We ain't going to let that happen, Sister Lisa. Start praying. And number two, it's the wall we're going to get through. Because let me tell you, God is proven time and time again. Sister Lisa, he is timeless. Time don't even apply to God. But he gets down on our level to show us over and over again that he is faithful. Sister Tiffany, he's been proven to be faithful. When they were standing in that Red Sea, he said, I'm coming to rescue you. And you know what he did? He came and he rescued them. Pharaoh was on their back. The Red Sea was at their front. But he said, if I said, I'll come and rescue you, I mean that that's what I'll do. He's been proven. Sister Lisa, they say when you get in the courthouse, Sister Abby, you're innocent until proven guilty. Help me out now, church. I'm going to get through. Come on, Mama. Maybe you're what I need. I tell you what, when you get in that courthouse and you start laying out that evidence and you say, well, he helped them at that Red Sea. Well, he helped him in that lion's den. Well, he helped Job when he lost his children. He helped Job when he lost his wife. He helped Job when he lost his house. Sister Dana, don't you think he can do the same for you? He's been proven time and time again. When it gets tough and it gets hard and the battle's hot and the load is heavy, he said, I have been proven time and time again that when you needed me, I would be there. They begin to grumble and complain, Mama. They begin to grumble. And they begin to complain. And they said, Moses, we are Red Sea. And Pharaoh is on our back. What we gonna do now? Moses said, I tell you what. When we went through them 9 plagues, he was faithful. When we got out of Egypt, he was faithful. When we were facing that devil, he was faithful. When we were hungry, he was faithful. When we were thirsty, he was faithful. When we were in that dry desert, wasn't he faithful? He's been proven to be faithful. Oh, Goliath looked big and tall. David said, what am I going to do about Goliath? Lord said, I got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Like the verse said, he killed him with just a sling.
calls it his statue. And David is estimated to be a little 14-year-old raggedy boy that don't know nothing. I tell you what, a lion and a bear ain't like a giant. A lion and a bear ain't like a giant. A giant will probably eat close to a lion's weight in food. A lion in a bed, David said, Lord, this ain't nothing like I faced before. But I tell you what, if God's proven to be faithful, I'm going to prove to be faithful. Sister Dana, I'm going to brag on you for a minute. Lord, have mercy. Sister Dana, you've been through some stuff this year. Sister Dana has been through some stuff, but I tell you what, she's been proven to be faithful. I've seen Sister Dana at her lowest point this year. I've seen her hit rock bottom, and you know what she stood up and done? Said, Lord, when you come by to test me, I've proven to be faithful. I haven't heard Sister Dana say an ugly word. I haven't heard Sister Dana sulk or mope around. When I went to that house, I saw Sister Dana, do you need anything? Do you want me to help you do anything? Do you want me to be there for you? Do you want me to do something for you? Is there anything I can do for you? She texted me. I wasn't hurting. I was hurting for her. But it wasn't my pain. Wasn't my heartbreak. She said, is there anything I can do for you? That's one of my little sheep I'm proud of. So Janine, I can look in the eye and tell you I'm proud of you this morning. Because all she's been through, she's proven to be faithful. And I'm going to tell this. Sister Janine, because I feel like telling you, my friend Jessica passed away in a horrible, horrible accident.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get graphic with you because I feel led to get graphic with you. Her guts were out. Her arm was chopped off. Her legs were chopped off. Her face, unrecognizable. They had to reconstruct her so her children could even see her in the casket. And for 2 weeks, I was in a haze. I was in black fog. That was my best friend. I was lost. Yeah. I was just as lost as I could be. I was like, oh, Mom, I begged her. I said, say something to make me feel better. Say something to take the burden off my shoulders. Say something, anything, to give me some kind of peace because I've got to have peace. Yeah. And the Lord spoke to me and said, would you rather me take her like this and she make it than for her to live and not make it? I said, Lord, I'd rather you take her like this, because Sister Dana, what are we trading? 50, 60 years for eternity.
Right.
For eternity. And I tell you what, in that CNA class they're teaching us, they're saying it's all about what you can hear, what you can smell, what you can feel. Sister Lisa, it ain't about us. It's what God heard that day. It's what she felt that day. We ain't got to feel anything. Because that wasn't between us and God that day. That was between Elizabeth and God. And I believe something went on, Sister Dana. It don't matter what I think or what I say or what I felt that day or what I didn't feel. Just like Daddy said, when he lays you out on your back, there's nowhere else to look but up. And ain't he proven to be faithful? Sister Dana, because of your faithfulness, she had a chance. Because of your faithfulness, the Lord said right now, Sister Elizabeth, will you come in? And I tell you what, I believe with all that good raising you gave her, she took the chance that she had. I tell you what, this morning, he's proven to be faithful. In the midnight hour, Sister Lisa, he's proven to be faithful. He said, when you needed rescuing, I would rescue you. When you needed healing, I would heal you. When you needed victory, you would have victory. He's proven, Sister Dana, to be faithful.
Yes, amen.
The good give chances.
Amen.
But we think chances will be given.
Right.
We have a chance this morning. Be faithful.
Right.
Be proven.
Right.
Sister Dana, he said, when you got in something, you know how you get out. I'd get you out. Daniel got in the bottom of that lion's den. He said, Lord, what are we going to do now? The situation's bad. The situation's bleak. And nobody heard Daniel praying but God.
Right.
And that's the only one needed it, Sister Daniel.
That's right.
Nobody was in that lion's den with Daniel. Nobody was in that lion's den. Nobody was in the hospital room praying with Sister Elizabeth. But I bet you he come down just like he come in that lion's den. He said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll shut death's mouth and I'll let you pray. I'll shut that lion's mouth and go out peacefully, Sister Dana. I tell you what, he's been proven time and time again. He said, when you didn't think there was a way, I would make a way. Sister Dana, it ain't about what you've seen.
Make a way.
It ain't about what I heard. That was between her and God. And that young was raised to do the right thing, wasn't she? She was raised to do the right thing. I tell you what, he said, when you raise them up, train them in the way they should go. That's like about it. I raised Jessica, and Jessica was older than I was. But the Lord told me, he said, you appeared before her eyes as she prayed. Some said she wasn't conscious. I've heard you didn't have to be. Some said she was dead on the side. No, she wasn't. Because Jessica prayed. The Lord told me she prayed. This thing ain't like peace. It's a peace that passes understanding. It's a joy unspeakable. Because he's proven to be faithful. Sister Lisa, he does things for us we don't even realize he's doing.
That's right.
He fixes things for us we didn't even realize he fixed. He does things behind the scenes and we're like, Lord, I never know he done. When we get to heaven, there's going to be things that he done for us.
Yeah.
And we say, Lord, I didn't even know you was working. I had no idea you was fixing this.
Right.
I had no idea that you done this. I had no idea that you done that.
Right.
But he did. Because he's faithful. Sister Lisa, if we can be half as faithful to him as he's been to us, we'll get somewhere.
Yes, right.
We'll get somewhere. I tell you what. When you quit praying in the midnight hour because you're too tired, God don't quit working. When you quit reading because it's late and the lines and the Bible words is running together, he don't quit praying. He don't quit working. He don't quit fixing the situation you prayed about earlier. He's proven to be faithful. I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate y'all.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we need to spend a moment or two in the altar praying. Amen. Let's spend a few minutes praying. I tell you, God's been mighty good to us. We can't deny that. There ain't no denying it. Lord's been good to us. I seen Elizabeth up there at Dollar General a week and a half before she got killed. And I testified to her that I told her to come to church. She needed to come. She hadn't been in so long. You don't know when your last time is going to be here on earth. You don't know when your last time.